have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Yes, indeed, this is Stephen J. Kuzmina, Dr. Kaz, Cause and Effect. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, and you are listening to the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are when you decided to hit that play button. I am so grateful. I love brand new days. It's early in the morning and a brand new day when I am recording this particular episode. Today, I want to jump right in and talk about some of the qualities of mind, qualities of attitude that are necessary to achieve our goals. Whether we're going after a goal from tapping into all our spiritual tools that are available to us, or the universal laws that we really must cooperate with, if we're doing it the old-fashioned way with a smart method, however we're doing it, there's some qualities. So many people think, well, you know, I don't have to do all that. I work with the law of attraction. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, where are they? What kind of results are they getting? It's like, oh, yeah, I tried that law of attraction. It didn't work. Well, it's a law. But there's other laws that precede that. You often hear me say the law of vibration precedes the law of attraction. And there's things we have to do. Law of mind action, like I like to refer to it, because it's what's happening within us, around us, in concert with the energy that we are immersed in, is something that we have to participate with, cooperate with, and understand. We have to gain the knowledge and an understanding of how this all operates. Now, these laws don't say affirm something and then just sit on the couch and the delivery man is going to bring it to your door. We have to participate, cooperate. That's the key words here. And some of the words that I wrote down, excuse me, need an adjustment here in my headset. Some of the words I wrote down for today are attention, discipline, focus, will, interest, commitment, persistence, and determination. Just think about that. Are we giving our goals and our dreams our attention? Are we actually committed to that which we want to achieve? Hopefully you've nailed it down to a big main goal, one of those big dream goals that you have no idea how it could possibly come about, but you're willing to, you're able to, and you have a belief, or you believe in my belief in you. You can borrow that, you know, you can do that. But are you committed to it? You know, so many people that do say, well, I tried the law of attraction and it didn't work, or yeah, I set some goals and it didn't work. Well, why did you stop? I mean, really, why did you stop? Are you giving your goal your attention every day, or do we put it up on the shelf? Do we say, yeah, that's a goal, it's a dream I have? Do we label it someday? Or are we giving it our attention day in and day out? Is it written down? Is it on a little card in our pocket or in our purse and on our visor, on our bathroom mirror? Are we giving it attention every single day? We have to discipline ourselves. We have to discipline ourselves that, hey, we did this work. We decided that this is the thing I want to be, do, or have that's going to satisfy that longing and discontent that I feel inside. Anything else is just really going after somebody else's dream. or going through the motions or being one of those unconscious competents, moving through our day, just going through the motions just to survive, just settling. So we need to be putting attention on our dream. We need to be disciplined in this process of giving it our attention. We don't write it down, put it in our pocket, and just totally forget about it. We take it out any chance we get and read it and look at it. We look for opportunities. We notice what we're noticing for opportunities that will support us in this quest for our dream. You know, I always say that we don't have to know how. The universe will move in the how, but the universe moves in the how as we place all our attention on that. Because what's really happening here, we're putting that attention and that feeling on our goal and our dream, and it's getting impressed into the subconscious mind. So as that happens, it's shifting our vibration. We're putting all our attention on this goal and dream. Excuse me. So we're starting to attract things into our lives that create that how. The how starts to show up. So this attention, this concept of attention, not just on our dreams, but paying attention to everything in our lives, noticing what we're noticing, is so very important. We have to be at attention. So many times we're just moving through life. We're in the fast lane, right? We miss so much. If we would pay attention to what's going on, pay attention to what this law of vibration is attracting to us, we'll start to notice what we're noticing. We'll start to notice that, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to slow down here. That's moving in to support what I want. It will happen all day long. I guarantee it. This is about being mindful. This is about paying attention to it. This is about focus. You're so focused on your goal and your dream that you're looking for any opportunity to move into your field of experience that will support it. This is what the will does. Your will is that driving factor that says, this is what I want. This is what I'm going after. This is not, well, I tried that and in 2 weeks I'm going to give up. This is not, well, I heard about some attraction laws and stuff, but I tried it and I'm going to give up. Well, then what are you going to do? You're just going to get what you get by default. Who wants to do that? You're still thinking thoughts anyway. Most of the time, they'll tend to go to, if you're not trained in this and you don't understand the laws of the universe, the laws of mind action, the way we're wired, the energy that you're immersed in, you're just going to go back to that place and probably drift to worry, doubt, fear, lack, limitation, and think those thoughts. You're thinking thoughts anyway. So this focus in this will is very, very important, because life does happen around us. Every once in a while, we step in that puddle of circumstance. Every once in a while, we stepped in that, oh boy, what happened? Right? So the focus on our dream, the guarding our thoughts, the single-mindedness of purpose is really important. The single-mindedness of our purpose, of our mission, that's our will. Our focus is to keep our attention on that what we want to experience. And you have to really define, is this just something that you're interested in, this goal? Is it something that you're interested in, or is it something that you're committed to? You know, building my podcast out, building our business that my wife and I have, Tanae and myself, Success Ocean International, where we do this work with individuals and groups, individuals, small businesses and corporations, building that out, we made a decision that we're committed to it. This is our life. This is our dream. This is what we do. Now, we're interested in a lot of things. You know, I'm interested. I love the singing competition shows. I love The Voice. I love American Idol. I love all that stuff. America's Got Talent. I love that. But I haven't watched TV in quite some time. You know, I'll turn on the Weather Channel to make sure a hurricane's not coming on this way. But those are things I'm interested in, but I'm not committed to. I'm committed to helping and serving and providing value to other people, to help them get from where they are to move into the life of their dreams. I love this work. I love personal development. I love doing this. I love helping you get from where you are now to where you want to be, because I truly, truly, truly believe that if you're breathing, you are called to be and do and have more. Our Creator, our Source, has an intention for your existence here and now in this space and time. You better believe I believe in that, and I'm here to help you get to that place. So, Ken Blanchard, an author of a whole bunch of books, a lot of business books. He's the author of one you might have heard of, 1 Minute Manager, sold over 13 million copies, I think, so far. He says, there's a difference between interest and commitment. When you're interested in doing something, you do it only when it's convenient. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. Now, rewind this and listen to that. I'll say it again. I'll save you the trouble. There's a difference between interest and commitment. When you're interested in doing something, you do it only when it's convenient. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. It's just like what I was saying about the TV show. You know, I'm interested in it. Okay, I'm waiting for something to come out of the microwave. I'll flip through the channel, see what's going on, shut it off. I'm interested in it. It's convenient for me to do that at that time. But when I'm committed to this, when I'm committed to personal development, every minute's either studying, recording, helping, assisting, consulting, coaching, prospecting, looking for people that I can help, that I can bring into the fold, the tribe, the inner circle. The inner circle that we got going now is just incredible. And hey, give us a call. Let's talk about it. You want to be in on this. You absolutely, positively want to be in on this. So we looked at attention, discipline, focus, will, interest, and commitment. And what I want to wrap it up today is persistence and determination. And I touched on it earlier in this episode by saying, well, are you one of those that says, well, it didn't work, or, you know, I had a goal and I went after it and it just didn't work out, so I gave up, I threw in the towel. Well, that's like, remember I told you about the law of polarity? There's a yin and a yang, an up and a down, a left and a right, and a side, you know. That's really the opposite of persistence, just saying, enough's enough. I'm not going after my dream anymore. I'm going to let it die. My God, don't let your dream die. Calvin Coolidge said, nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. So true. We just keep going. It doesn't matter. You know, it's like we get under that dark cloud and it's pouring, and you say, a lot of people, you know, they pull over, they can't see, I get it. But if we keep moving, if we keep driving, if we keep going forward, we're going to come out of that storm. Results matter. If we're not seeing the results we want, we don't just stop. We do something different. We don't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again expecting different results, but we persist in finding a new way that works. We persist in a new direction, a new focus, a new understanding that will move us to where we want to be. Persistence and determination. We have to be determined that we are going to accomplish this goal. Again, we don't have to know how, but we're determined to bring all these other factors into play: our attention, our discipline, our focus, our will, knowing the difference between interest and commitment, and deciding right here and now that persistence, consistent daily efforts, consistent and persistent steps in the direction of our dream will get us there. It's that determination, that will, that will keep driving us along this path. And it's oh so sweet when we celebrate the win. And then you know what? We go on to the next big dream goal, because you know why? We have moved up. We have learned so much. We have done so much growth in the process that we've moved up. And I'm holding my hand in the air as if you can see it, right? But we've moved to a new vista. We've moved to a new vantage point where we can see so much more. And then we look back and we connect the dots and we go, ah, yes, I was paying attention. That's how I got to this pinnacle, to this peak. But now that I'm here, I can see so much more. And we say, what's next? What's next is I have to wrap up this episode right now by, again, inviting you to call myself or call Tanae. Go to the website, thegenesisfrequency.com. And there's a tab on there that says consulting. Consultations are free. We can talk. You can talk to either one of us. And we will talk about your dreams and your goals. We'll talk about maybe what's a stumbling block, or maybe the why or the paradigm that keeps you from getting the results in your life that you really want to see. Because if you tell me what you want, I can show you how to get it, because it's all law. It's all law. We just have to cooperate the laws in the right way. We have to make the shifts in our subconscious mind, our paradigms, our habits, and look to new knowledge and a new understanding to bring about that change. And then, bam, we're off to the races. We're start becoming manifesting machines, whatever it is in your life that you want to see. I like to call it your pot of gold somewhere over your rainbow, and you get to define what that pot of gold is. For today, we'll call this a wrap. We'll wrap it up here. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, Dr. Kos, cause and effect. That's what it's all about. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency. Please leave a comment below and like it, share it, tell your friends about it.